All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, July 20th of 2024, and we have plenty of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here. 9-game MLB at main slate later today, 12-fight MMA card. We have golf round 3 and round 4 showdown, Xfinity today, cup race tomorrow for NASCAR, and we have Formula 1 on Sunday. So ton of DFS action. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered any one of those days. But let's get the app pulled up, and we will jump into questions. Just one question to get us started here. So if you guys have questions, now is a good time to get those in the queue. But going to start with this first one here from Bill's Nut. And question says, in the top five winning MLB DFS strategies for 2024 video Jordan posted this weekend, he used the process he showed in the video on a main slate. Would he recommend using the same process for early night and turbo slates? I would say yes. You know, I don't think that personally here, you know, there is a lot to change slate to slate here. I don't think you should do one thing for one slate and do a different thing for a different slate, as long as like they're the same type of slates. Like, for instance, I'm approaching all of the classic slates the same, the early, the turbo, the main, the night. I am approaching the showdowns differently, right? But so there is a difference between how I go about classic versus showdown. But within classic, I'm doing it all the same. And I don't think the amount of games on the slate really changes that. I think one thing you'll see is that the builder will approach it a little bit differently. But as far as like what you're doing, I think that there shouldn't be any differences. And what I mean by that is that on these smaller slates, the builder might get more aggressive as to fading chalk. But on bigger slates, it might be more willing to play the quote-unquote chalkiest teams because that ownership is not actually that high, right? Like you take San Francisco, Colorado, and you go and put them on a two-game slate, you know, San Francisco batters might be like 40% owned. But even though it's a 9-game slate, and we come in here and look like the San Francisco batters, you know, they are quote unquote the chalk, right? But that changes. They are 15 to 25% owned. And that's just because there's more players on the slate. There's more options, all of those things. So it does, you know, the term chalk is relative to a slate because all it is it's describing the highest owned players on any slate, but it's not talking about their actual ownership percentages. So the actual ownership percentages matter, and the builder will decide based on the field lineups, based on the contest sims, based on average adjusted ownership, if you're using SaberScore, what the best option is for a slate. But as far as what you're doing, I don't think there's anything different to do slate to slate as in that context. So good question there. And no more questions here at the moment. So let's build some lineups. Let's come in here and let's build some lineups for today's slate. So just going to come in here, make two small adjustments, two projections. Max today. And I want to increase min salary, 49,000. My lineup rules. These are some older ones that we were messing around with, I think. Don't use batters against opposing pitchers. Just want to put that rule on here. And I'm going to kick that off. Let's say that, you know, we're playing, I said 150 max here. So let's go find 150 max to use. Let's say we're playing the $3, right? $3 Mega Mini Max. I want to change my field lineups to Flagship MME. And And I should probably make that twice. So we're going to do the self sim option here. So I'm going to create the contest sim twice here and change the source for the field lineups in the second contest sim here. So just waiting for these 5,000 lineups to finish building, just about done here. All right, lineups are loading. Almost none. All right, lineups are finished now. Let's go in and adjust our second contest sim to note that this is the self sim. Change our field lineups here from Saber Sim Ownership to the build that we're using here. So I have one sim against the field, one sim against myself, and I'm going to kick that off. All right, going to sort by exposure, move some columns around in the meantime. Make sure I'm seeing everything I want to see here. Change my lineups from 20 to 150. And I want to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 150. All right, all is well there. Contest sim just finished. So what I'm going to do here, come in and apply my filters right away. So show lineups with ROI greater than zero for both of these contest sims. Knock that guy out. Greater than zero. So this is something new that we talked about, and I actually want to kind of add to this. So, you know, I've been using these aggregate metrics more to kind of look at my portfolio here. One thing that we talked about yesterday was salary, right? Average salary. So I actually want to come in here and put a second aggregate metric and just say, show me average salary, right? And average salary is about like 49.6. So somebody was like, hey, you know, I see like a lot of the top portfolios have like an average salary somewhere around like 49.6, 49.7. You know, should I set like my minimum salary to that? It's like, no, I think what a better thing to do is come in here and actually look at what the average salary is and use this as like a data point when you're building, right? So it's another thing you could do here. And I'm going to start, I got to change my sorting metric from Saber score to the contest sim risk adjusted ROI. All right. And now I'm going to come in, just adjust some mini uniques right out of the gate here. And we've gone from 1 to 5. Projection's gone down a little bit, not too much. Ugh. So this is like another thing, right? So for Mininix 4, I'm at a 97.1. Mininix of 5, this is my average projection across my 150. I'm at 95.9, so down like 1 point. And then Mininix of 6, I go all the way down to 94.4, like a point and a half. You know, you kind of got to decide like, hey, what do these exposures look like? And am I okay with them? And I would kind of judge them like pitchers in like one column. Like our pitchers are like pretty flat, right? I mean, you look at these leverages, like no pitcher with leverage plus or minus 10%. And then you come in and look at the batters. And some pretty high leverage on these like San Francisco guys. Like, is that a bad thing? You know, them and Coors. Like, I don't actually know if that's a bad thing. You know, we talk about, right, having like 2 to 3x leverage as far as like ownership to exposure. Well, you know, these guys, Soler, Chapman, are 25% owned. We have them like 50% of our lineups. It is a lot for batters, but relative to like the situation where they're 25% owned in Coors, you know, it's a lot, but it's not crazy, right? We're not taking 53% of like some 5% owned batter and have like 10x leverage, right? So it's hard to say. It seems like basically when you go from mini leagues of 5 to mini leagues of 6, basically you're getting to less of these San Francisco guys, which is driving the projection down. So kind of got to make a determination. Hey, am I all in or on Coors? Do I really want to take a big stand on them and think that they get there? Or would I rather play flatter on the Coors batters and take shots elsewhere? And just that simple decision is going to drive your average projection down. But I think that's okay, right? So you kind of got to understand where that projection change is coming from. If you're like, hey, you know, I'm good with Coors, I want to play it, then, you know, leave that at 5. If you're like, hey, I'm okay fading Coors, I want to get more spread out, take some shots elsewhere, then mini leagues of 6 is okay. You know, you're sacrificing that projection by fading that high owned spot. So I actually think 6 is okay if you want to, you know, take a little bit of a stand against the Giants here in Colorado. So I think that's okay. At mini leagues of 7, we get super, super flat here. Like no batter more than 20% owned. I think this is, I guess, like for me, this feels like a little flat, a little too flat, right? Where our top exposure is the top owned hitter, but we're negative leverage on him because our mini leagues is so high. So I would settle on either 5 or 6. And you're going to have to make a determination about, do you want to fade Coors? Do you want to be neutral on it and get leverage elsewhere, like on some of these other batters that we're seeing pop up here? And that's kind of a personal decision, but this is like kind of the crossroad that I'd be stopping at. I'm going to go and check some other things. So getting plenty of 5-2s and 5-3s, that looks fine. Our highest game stack is Colorado, makes sense. SF, like in like 40% of our lineups, followed by the Dodgers, KC, you know, gets pretty flat afterwards. And then we already looked at like our batters and our pitchers, right? So all of this looks fine to me. I'd be happy with either one of these options, mini leagues 6, mini leagues 5. I probably wouldn't use mini leagues of 7, but that's just me personally. And I think that these are some solid lineups. I'd be happy entering these today and seeing how they do. But all right, hope you guys enjoyed that build demo here. Not seeing any more questions roll in, so we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.